About 1 in 4 community college students are juggling attending classes and raising kids. Head Start already serves millions of children from low-income families, providing them with educational and other services. So why not locate Head Start centers on community college campuses? As NPR's Alyssa Nadworny reports, it's an idea that's catching on.
Inside Stephanie Perez's Head Start classroom, it's a buzz of activity. Students are drawing and doing puzzles. There's a block station.
What are you guys working on?
Perez sits down in the reading nook on a colorful carpet. Her students, mostly three-year-olds, cluster around her.
I want to sing The Wheel on the Bus.
The Wheels on the Bus?
Yeah.
I want to sing that one? The wheels on the bus go round and round.
This early Head Start classroom is next to the Student Center at San Antonio College.
You guys ready to line up?
There are only about 100 programs like this, Head Start centers located directly on a campus at a community college that serve college students and local families.
All right, let's go. We got one.
But across the country, there are more than 16,000 Head Start centers and about 3,000 community college campuses. That's a ton of opportunity to help millions of student parents get their degrees. Samuel, the curly-haired 2.5-year-old trying to walk down the slide, is Sarah Barnes' son.
Oh my God, he's a character.
Barnes is 25, studying business administration at San Antonio College. She wants to be a lawyer someday.
It can be hard sometimes, only getting like 3 to 4 hours of sleep a day, just so you can get things in on time. I'm getting retainers because apparently I'm so stressed out that my teeth are grinding at night.
She's a single mom, like 1 in 10 college students. Research has shown that getting access to childcare is a major barrier for student parents. Not having it can lead to students dropping out. For Barnes, having a high-quality, free childcare option right on campus has made life just a little bit easier.
I can literally walk over here and check on him.
And do you do that, like, between classes?
If I have time, yes. I am taking 18 hours this semester, so I'm, like, going through it, literally.
But this partnership doesn't just make sense for student parents like Barnes. It makes sense for the campuses and the Head Start centers. Head Start programs get 80% of their funding from the federal government, but 20% has to come from the community. Community colleges often have unused space. They can donate or offer for very low rent, filling that Head Start budget requirement. The National Head Start Association and the Association of Community College Trustees are embarking on a 5-year plan to make more of these partnerships happen.
Good morning. Good morning. Come on in.
At a Head Start classroom located on campus at Manchester Community College in southern New Hampshire,
who would like to do the dollhouse?
Teacher Mary Powers is letting her preschoolers, aged 3 to 5, pick their activity.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, I do that.
Esther, come with me.
One of the children heading to the wooden dollhouse is Andrea Tarafe.
So over here is the door.
Her shirt has a big banana on it and says, "Friends stick together."
Oh, I need more cheers.
Andrea moved here with her parents from Dubai. Having Head Start on a college campus has helped connect their family to other resources. Her father, Adrian Tarafe, hopes to become a college student one day. He recently met with an admissions counselor.
I asked about if I can enroll automotive.
Manchester Community College offers degrees and certificates in automotive technology.
Fixing the car, something changed all. It's about the motor, the engine, like that.
There's another benefit to this partnership. Many community colleges, including the one in Manchester and San Antonio, offer early education degrees and certificates.
The main topic for today is storytelling.
College students are regularly in the Head Start classroom for work, study, and lab classes.
I did the Good Morning song, the weather song, the job chart.
With a major childcare workforce shortage, having a Head Start on campus gives college students practical experience in a classroom.
Luana, wash your hands, Luana.
Providing a direct pipeline for graduating students to work in Head Start centers.
Look, fire truck.
Back in Samuel's classroom in Texas.
That's a fire truck?
Sarah Barnes has returned to pick up her son.
We need to go home.
Barnes is done with her 3 college classes and her dentist appointment.
Hold my hand. Okay. Oh, he's ready.
Now it's time to take Samuel to the park, then make dinner, put him to sleep, and finally start on homework.
And then tomorrow, same thing. Come on, yeah.
Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News, San Antonio, Texas.